You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. This is Allison Klein, and I've got Steve Steer with us from VCE. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve, you're a VP of Platform Engineering at VCE. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the company and its foundation and what you do there?
The company was started in concept back in 2009 as the realization of converged infrastructure began to weigh on the minds of Joe Tucci, Paul Moritz, and John Chambers. The three companies got together to discuss how best to address our customers' interest in converged infrastructures, and the joint venture was actually the direction that we took, and the joint venture has certainly given us a great power and flexibility to build out converged infrastructures the way we need them. Back in 2010, we started out as Acadia and then reformed as VCE not too long ago, and have since seen significant success in the positioning of converged infrastructure technology.
Why don't you talk a little bit about converged infrastructure and what you mean by that and why the time is now for these solutions?
I think throughout the years I've been involved with technology, we tend to look at an application and the needs of that application in terms of discrete single units of compute, network, and storage. And that's how we built our data centers. That's how we built our businesses. Customers have evolved towards the need for reduced cost in not only CapEx, but OpEx. And they see a simplification of technology being truly necessary in order to be able to capitalize on CapEx and OpEx savings. So our customers have been driving us out of reference architectures and more into converged infrastructures, which are standard configurations, SKU-like configurations of network, storage, and compute designed to fall within guardrails of capability that our customers can fine-tune on their premise. But ultimately, the customer receives on their loading dock not a bunch of boxes, but a complete unit racked, stacked, and ready to go.
And these things are pre-configured with full solution stacks loaded on as well?
To a point. We'll configure to VMware ESX. So the customer, when they receive their system, has a quote-unquote operating system, a hypervisor. They have all of the processing power pre-configured, both physically and logically within the rack, network pre-configured, as well as storage pre-configured.
Very nice. And will you guys talk about something called a V-block? You have a couple different forms of V-block. Can you tell us about that?
VBlock has taken a couple of different forms. There's a VBlock 300 platform and a VBlock 700 platform. Both the VBlock 300 and 700 have been prototyped to meet customers' needs in various use cases. The 300 is obviously a smaller system scaled to meet needs of customers in the mid-range. It has at its heart UCS capability, and of course Intel processors, as well as EMC VNX storage. The VBlock 700, configured with significantly more chassis of UCS processing power linked to VMAX storage from EMC.
You know, when you work with a customer, how do you determine which VBlock is suitable for their requirements?
We actually have a conversation with the customer during configuration that identifies a number of workloads that they plan to bring to the platform. Those workloads could be dedicated to a single application, ERP for instance, or they may be multiple applications, for instance, for a VDI implementation during the day and test and regression at night. So we'll look at the customer's needs, and through our automatic configuring capabilities, we'll determine the best possible VBlock configuration for them. This can be tweaked and fine-tuned and ultimately makes it all the way into a bill of materials that a customer can then execute upon and take through manufacturing.
Can you give us an example of how this has helped customers scale or meet their time-to-market requirements in terms of IT capabilities?
The key here is consistency. And as part of the converged infrastructure philosophy, when a customer orders a VBlock and understands that the physical and logical configurations are set and standardized, physically configured in a standard way, logically configured in a standard way, we actually know what's then on-site. We actually know what we have under management. In the past, customers will typically manage heterogeneity as best as they possibly can, but the standards allow them to truly optimize their operational day-to-day. Customers find that the time to lighting up virtual machines has been significantly reduced from what they would traditionally see. Typically, when a customer orders a V-block, they'll have within 30 or 45 days virtual machines running on their site from the time they place the order. We've actually seen customers who have received V-blocks on their loading dock power those V-blocks on and begin running virtual machines in as little as 2 days.
Fantastic. If I want to learn more about V-block, Steve, where should I go?
Certainly BCE.com is a great place to start. And there are a number of great references that exist on the site and a number of tools to help customers understand what's being developed here. And certainly the advantages of bringing converged infrastructure into the data center.
Well, it's always a pleasure to hear more about how innovative solutions are reaching the enterprise market. Thanks very much for being on.
Oh, thank you for having me.